So, ang atong basahon mga isoon, Luke 3, 1 to 14, anya, mo jump ta na sa Mark 1, 14 to 15. Again, Luke 3, 1 to 14, then Mark 1, 14 to 15. Okay. Sige. So, akong gihangyo tanan nga sa pagpamarog, no? Atong taga-agrespeto ang atong ang tulong sa Ginoo. Praise the Lord. So, giingon diri may soon, Luke 3, chapter 1, verse 1 starta. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Verse 7. He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now, the axe is laid to the roots of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Verse 10, and the crowds asked him, what then shall we do? And he answered them, whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he said to them, do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be content with your wages. Now let's jump to Mark 1. 14 to 15. Okay. Mark 1, 14 to 15. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise and honor, Lord God, that we are given the chance to praise you today, and that, Lord, we are given a chance to hear your word, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you will anoint your word so that, Lord, as we will be listening, Lord God, Lord, ang among mga kaugalingon, we will find the relevance in our lives. Among makita, Lord, ang lain-lain nga aspeto sa among kinabuhi nga kinahanglan sa imuhang pagtandog, Lord God. Kinahanglan sa imuhang kausaban, Lord God. Lord, salamat, Lord. Amo lang manggi uli di kanimo tanang dungog ug himaya sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen og amen. Please be seated. Okay. Okay. So let me start no with this story. Nay usa ka tawo no nga nagampo siya sa altar, no? And then kauban niya ampo igsuon is ang iyahang pastor, no? So nagampo sila sa altar. And so nagampo siya sa usa ka pagampo nga kanunay nang nadunggan no sa pastor. Ug ang iyang ampo mao ni, Lord, take the cobwebs out of my life. No? Tangtanga ko nung mga lawa sa iyang kinabuhi. Pag-ingon niya na may suon, gi-interrupt siya sa pastor, mingon ang pastor, kill the spider, Lord. No? Nakuha ninyo? Kill the spider, Lord. Ang kaning cobwebs mga isuon, magsigigin ni siya kaproduce, no? Kung buhi pa ang kaka, no? Spider. That's why nag-ingon ang pastor nga, tangtanga ng kaka, Lord. Kay samtang buhi pa ng kaka, bisag unsa ni mog ampo nga, di ba? Bisag ni magkuan kag kanang mga lawa sa balay, kung di nimo mapatay ang kaka, naara gihapon na, no? And ang kaning mga kaka nag-symbolize ni siya mga isuon sa tentasyon sa atong kinabuhi, no? Daghag lawa, daghag temptation sa atong kinabuhi nga usahay ganata nga Lord, tangtanga na in taon ni. Pero wala ta magampo ba nga Lord, tangtanga na ni ang source sa temptation. Moingon ta nga Lord, tangtanga na ko aning ilingkawas ko aning sitwasyon Lord, but ang source sa temptation naa ra gihapon sa atong atubangan, no? Ug mao ka na akong nakita. And I think for all of us, no, sa atong nasod karon. Amen? Ang atong nasod karon is very complacent when it comes to sin. Amen? We are very complacent when it comes to sin. Ug makaingon ko mga igsuon nga ang atong nasod karon, tibuok nasod ug individually kinahanglan gyud og repentance. Amen ba? Amen? Repentance. O kung atong tanaon may igsuon, kumubali ka sa Luke 3, no? Gikan sa verse 1 ngadto sa verse 2, no? Gi-enumerate diha kinsa ang mga nagdumala, no? Dito sa Judea, sa Galilee, no? Sa mga nasod kaniadto, no, sa panahon ni Hesukristo, kinsa ang mga nagdumala nga mga Roman nga mga official. O kung ato na silang tagsa-tagsaon mga igsuon, which is wala na tay time, no? Kini mga tawhana, Pontius Pilate, no? Herod, Philip, Licinius, o kaning duha kapare, na duha kapare diri, si Anas o si Caiaphas. Now, ang kaning mga tawhana, mga igsoon, considered ni sila as corrupt. No? Corrupt officials, they are corrupt people of the government. Ug dili lamang ni ana ang katong duha ka pari, they are also considered corrupted. So you can just imagine ang nasod sa Israel ato nga time. Kung ang nasod ang magdumala gani mga tao nga inaana klaseng official, then unsa may resulta sa usa ka nasod? Diba? Everything starts with a leader. Sa ato pa ang mga tao ato panahuna mga igsuon is not that godly. There may be a form of religion, no? Wherein, of course, these people are Jews, na yung mga rituals nga pagabuhaton, but deep inside, wala makita ang tinud-anay nga kausaban. For example, the Pharisees, these are the lawmakers or the interpreters of the law. But unsa may makita nato sa ilang kasing-kasing? Garbo. Garbo sa kahibalo. Garbo nga naasa ilahang naangkon sa kinabuhi. Ang ilang spiritual understanding kunuhay. But deep inside, naay wala pa mausab. Ugma kita, we are a nation pod nga gitawag, giauhag sa Ginoo nga mag-repent. In fact, this is a very common phrase, no? Repent. Repent you and believe in the gospel. Believe in the gospel. In fact, sa una, karon, pirmi gihapon ni gi-practice, no, sa Catholic tradition. And ako sa una, I was a kanang sakristan ko sa una, no, for 5 years. Okay? So for 5 years, I was an altar boy when I was in high school. Okay? And then, muna, every Ash Wednesday, natin gitawag o kanang badlis, no? So, inig-badlis sa tao, unsa may ilitok sa lay or sa pari or sa madre? Kana. Kana. Mana ilitok, okay? Sa dihang markahan na kasagtang, kung makakita mo kanang ika, kanang Mercury's Badlis, o tanawa na ang ilang agtang, di ba na ay abo, no? Nga na ay cross. So, sa dihang butangan sila ana, ang ilitok sa lay, which is ang church nga worker, is repent and believe in the gospel. So that is done every year, every Ash Wednesday, every Holy Week. And somehow, more sag symbolic or in a way, giawhag, no, ang katong gibadlisan to really repent. And I was witness to that one, no? Kay sa akong gingon, nag-altar boy ko for 5 years, kanang nisunod ko sa yapak sa akong maguwang. Kaya akong maguwang, pag sunod niya high school, nag-sakristan man siya, niya, tanaw na ko, murag cool man sad. So, nag-sakristan sad ko. 5 katuig sa akong pag-high school. And somehow, in a way, I was very active in the ministry. Every Sunday, nami kanang ikamisa, no? I was serving the mass. So, sa usa ka Sunday siguro, mo serve ko duha kamisa. And then, not just that, na yung mga procession sa kadlaw, no? So, mumata nagsayo, gitawag og Aurora. No, Aurora procession. So, I'm sure siguro, na uban rin nga naka-encounter po daan na, wherein na grabe ang mga activities, mga rituals sa Catholic tradition na pay kanang gitawag o stations of the cross, no, nga mag-visit ka kada station, ha, atun abot ka sa ika 14 nga station, abot karon abot mo ginag 15, abot og pila na nakaroon, wala na ko ka-update, no, pero ingon na, grabe kay ang activities, but inig-abot og December, no, manuroy mi og kana bitong figurine, no, magpahawak ba? Tangan na magpahumot. Sorry, Miss Balay. Ayo, magpahawak ming baby Jesus. Ana. So, ito, dito, ana. So, pahawak. Ikuan, si Moton. Ana. Tagan na ikuan, no? Tagag donation or any token. Pakanon. So, muna ika-Christmas, pwerte na mong busuga. Magkalibangan ming mga sakristan. Kay kada kuan, i-assign man may like ako. Tibuok, duhami for the whole Villalison. Ang uban, manang uban ato magpasayin og Villa del Rio kay ang Villa del Rio manam nagmarilo isa. So ini ka kuan, ini ka hapon-hapon na ana mo na mangita mi ganang gamay nga mga kuan, mga tago-tago nya amo tong kanang manguha mi sa donation box, no. Kanang ini ka biya sa kuan church kay gamay pa kay na ang yang kuan, murag gisi ra gud igaro masud ang kwarta ana. Matingala ang uban igabot dito kay bungkag na kaayo ang butangana, no. So muna malipay mi sa una nga mag-uwan kay makarason mi nga hay nag-uwan, so makarason ta nga nagisi ang karton. So munig December daghan pud mi og makuha, daghan mig mapalit, daghan mig regalo, pero katotohanan kinawa to, no. So on one hand I was very active in the church, but on one hand I was also stealing from God, stealing from the money of the people. Pagkabantong ko college, no, nag-serve yan po ko sa mass. I was a choir, no, pianist for the whole college. And then, every Sunday, mag-play gyapon. But on the other hand, I had a lifestyle of kanang worldliness, no. Dugay mauli, no, kay mag-inom. And even while in college, I was already very busy because nag-school ko, nag-working ko, nagbanda pa ko, and then napakauyab. So imagine na giun sa nako pag-manage ang akong schedule kaniadto. And somehow akong nakoy tendency nga akong i-offset ang akong service sa Sunday sa tanan akong mga nabuhat nga bati. And that is the tendency of every human being naturally. No, sa dihang grabe na kay atong nabuhat nga mga kalapasan, iba usay atong i-offset. Ganahanta nga amo simba kog maayo or mga lagad kog maayo para matimbang ang atong mga bati nga binuhatan. Pero atong timan-an mga igsoo, no, nga 1,000 tons of good work will never outweigh the slightest sin. 1,000 tons of good work will never outweigh the slightest sin. Nganuman It's because ang imong gitimbang sa pikas dili imong sala kundi ang pagkabalaan sa Ginoo. Ang pagkabalaan sa Ginoo dili na makumpara og maayong buhat. Amen. Bisag unsaon pa nimo pag maayong buhat, maayo imong intention, but ang imong lawas, ang imong unod mao'y nagbuhat ana, that is still filthy rags in front of the Lord. So as a Christian, no, usahay ma nagyapoy tendency ang usa ka Christian nga usahay mainani ang iyahang approach sa iyang pagpanginabuhi nga mura mag kanang layo na ko sa Ginoo, so akong i-double time ang akong pagpangalagad sa Ginoo, which is not should be, no, dapat dili na siya mao mga igsoon. So unsa man ang gitawag nato og repent or kaning repentance. Now kaning repentance mga igsoon, gikan ni siya sa Greek word nga metanoia. So daghan na siguro nato kabaloan especially katong mga ni attend og membership class, katong mga dagko grado. So metanoia. So gikan na sa duha ka Greek word, which is meta and noio. Meta means change, and noio means the disposition of your inner self. Meaning, mao ni ang kahimtang karon sa imuhang sulod. Your default setting, mao ni siya. And somehow, kung ato ning i-fuse kaning duha, ang pasabot ana, kung unsay imong naandan sa imong kinabuhi, usba na. Nakuha na to, Migson? If that is your default settings, meaning pagkatao ni mo, mauna ka, dapat imuha ng, unsa man, usbon. Usba na. According to Ironside, to repent is to change one's attitude, number one, towards self, number two, towards sin, number three, toward God, and number four, toward Christ. So the key word there is change in your attitude. Pag-usab sa imuhang kinaiya. Sa unsang aspeto, number one, towards self. Sa imo ko galingon. Kung sa una, you are building your own kingdom, mas gipalibaw ni mo ang imong interest. When you repent, dapat ang imong gipalibaw, ang gingharian na sa Ginoo. Dili na ang imong kaugalingon. Dili na imong mga desires. Sa diyang mo repent ka, ang imong attitude towards sin before, imong gi pamper, imong gi baby, ganahan ka sa imong sala, imong kanunay balik-balikon, na-enjoy ka sa sala. Sa diyang mo repent ka, unsay mausab sa imong attitude, you will hate sin. Amen? You will be convicted of your sin. Wala Christian nga makasala, nga malipay. Amen? Sa diyang makasala ka, you should have conviction, or gitawag natog sorrow over sin. Na iba mga pagtulunan, muingon nga, Brad, pero mas laom magyud ang grasya sa Ginoo. No. Of course, mas laom na ang grasya sa Ginoo. But kung ikaw anak sa Ginoo, then you will also hate sin. Hatred towards sin. Not just sin, but God. Kung kaniadto, disobedient ka sa Ginoo, di ka maminaw sa Ginoo, karon, when you repent, dapat, you should be obedient and submissive to God. Kung unsa isulti sa pulong sa Ginoo, dapat natong sundon. Toward Christ. If before your own ambition and your own life is your treasure, when you repent, your treasure should be Christ. Amen? Christ. Self, sin, God, Christ. So ngano man? Ngano kinahanglan man ta mo? Repent. Di day pwede, Brad, nga dawaton ng ginako si Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Diritso ba? Di day na pwede. Pwede ba? Ngano kinahanglan man ta mo? Repent. Because of our sin. Sin and the holiness of God. The holiness of God needs to be satisfied. According to D.L. Moody, man is born with his face turned away from God. When he truly repents, he is turned right round toward God.
he lives his old life.
Sa una ko, no, sa wa pa ka mo repent, ang imuhang naong nagtalikod sa Ginoo. And then imong giatubang ang imuhang sala. But sa dihang ni-repent ka na, nag 180 degrees ka, niatubang ka sa Ginoo, ug imong gibiyaan ang imuhang karaan nga kinabuhi. What if, Brad, wala na ko gibiyaan? Igo lang ko ni Toyong. Do you call that repentance? Ni about face lang ka ba? Ha? Wa ka ni biya. Is that repentance? No. Because it will not complete what we call repentance. When you say repentance, pag tuyok ni mo, there should be a departure from your old life. That's why the keyword right there is change. Kung naaragya pong kadiha, unsa may matawag ba nag-change? You are still in the same origin. There is no departure. If you are still on the same origin, then that is not repentance. So before we analyze the passage, ang uban nga parts, let's go first to this very important person po, no, nga atong gi tanaw karon, ginganlan o John, no? John the Baptist. Okay. So kinsa man si John the Baptist? Okay. So si John the Baptist gi prophesy na ni sa daan ni Isaiah nga moabot ni siya 700 years. Okay, so imagine na, 700 years sa panahon pa ni Isaiah, Prophet Isaiah, giprophesy na ni siya nga maabot si John. Naabot si John? Wala. So the prophecy is fulfilled or not? Prophecy is fulfilled. What does that tell us? The word of God is true. The word of God is true. Amen? So makasalig ta sa pulong sa Ginoo. Amen? Because the prophecies is being fulfilled. E kung atong lang taon, ang tibuok kinabuhi ni John the Baptist, everything was a miracle. From the prophecy, nga to sa iyang pagkaanak, no? We all know nga ang ginikana ni John the Baptist was the same situation of Abraham, no? And Sarah, nga dili maka-anak. Okay, idara naman. But somehow, God proved His power in their lives para makita iyang himaya, iyang gimilagruhan, nabuntis si Elizabeth. No? Nabuntis si Elizabeth. And so, ginganlan siya og John the Baptist. John. And ang name sa iyang John, ang meaning sa John is to baptize. So, dili lang, sige lang siya pangbautismo og mga tao, but ang iyahang main, no? Main nga gishare sa mga tao, was not just the physical baptism, but before that would happen, it's a baptism of repentance. Diba? Kung may mo, ang normal mo ganito, makadungog ta, John the Baptist, amo na katong sigig pang ana-ana sa kung ano, Jordan River. Mo na atong kasagaran madunggan. But John, kung atong tanawon ang mga Gospels, no, sa Luke, sa Mark, sa Matthew, it was more than that. John was preaching the baptism of repentance. Meaning, before you go into the physical baptism, you should already repent. Baptism of repentance. It does not say baptism of water. Baptism of repentance. Sa dihang nagpabautismo ka na, nag-una ang imuhang kausaban. Nag-una ang imong kabuguhan. Ang imong huna-huna, ang imong kasing-kasing, nirepent ka sa imong wickedness, sa imong mga kasalanan. And that was the point of John. Wala siya nga nagwali lang dito nga, repent mo, pabautismo mo, join mo nako, himuon ta mong follower. He was preaching, repent of your sins. Because again, he was the forerunner. He should prepare the people. And the previous prophet, no, before ni John was Malakai. Okay? Malakai. So, we all know nga si Malakai ang katapusang propeta sa Old Testament, di ba? And after that, there was 400 years of prophetic silence, meaning God seemed silent, walay prophecy nga ninggawas, and then right after, gipadala sa Ginoo si John. And somehow, pagsigi o quiet time ni John the Baptist ngadto sa kamingawan, gipaabot sa iya ang mensahe sa Ginoo, which is to what? To repent and believe in the gospel. Again, sa kong ingon, kabauta sa kahimtang sa Israel aning taima. And kung atong itanaon ang kinaiya sa mga leader, they were cruel, they were very oppressive. So mga tao kaniadto mga igsuon, especially ang mga Jews, naglaom ni sila nga naay deliverer mo abot. Because they were very oppressed in Israel because of the Roman officials. Now, nagsige sila paabot, no? Nga kanus-a man ni maabot ang atuang misaya. And somehow, sa sige nilag pinaabot, nalimtan nila ang ilang tinud-anay nga kahimtang. Nagsige sila, kanus-a man ni maabot ang atong gitawag nga misaya? Oy, nga mo'y muluwas na to sa atong kahimtang, kini nga oppression. But wala nila mabantay nga sila mismo kinahanglan di aing magbag-o. And that is why gipauna si John para ipreparadaan ang mga katauhan. Because number one, grabe ang ilang hypocrisy, grabe ilang formalism, grabe ilang selfishness. Kaya again, nagsigira sila sunod sa Jewish culture but deep inside, kinahanglan na gyud mausab. And that's why naguna si John. And after, si John nagsugod nag-ministry, right after na priso si John, nisulod si Jesus Christ. Nisulod si Jesus Christ. And you can just see here sa transition nga giordain sa Ginoo, nga dili motugot ang Ginoo, nga dili masangyaw ang gospel sa kalibutan. Amen? When God silences one servant, He raises up another. That is why dili ta makaingon nga, I am very important in this church. Ako rin importante rin sa church. May kaayo ko. No. When you are being laid aside, God will raise up another. Because this ministry is not ours. This ministry is God's. And grabe ka importante ang ilang gisang yaw, no? Both John and Jesus preached the same gospel, which is the gospel of repentance. In fact, the word repentance is mentioned 70 times in the Bible. So you can really see, no, unsa ka importante ang repentance or ang paghinulsol. So unsa may hulagway ining maong repentance kining atong gi studyhan karon. Unsa may murag unsa ano pagkaila nga ang kanaiyang paghinulsol tinuod na siya. Kanaiyang paghinulsol gikan gina sa Ginoo. Because repentance is a gift from God. Amen. Repentance is a gift from God. Atong tanawon magison, atong tagsa-tagsaon, kung unsay mga makita nato nga hulagway sa usa ka tinud-anay nga paghinulsol, no? Mark 1:15 nagingon, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Believe in the gospel. So number one, ang hulagway sa usa ka tinud-anay nga paghinulsol dapat nanay pares nga pagtuo. Faith. You cannot say nga nirepent ko, naghinulsol ko sa akong mga sala, diha ra ka kutob. You're very Lord, nagrepent na jud ko Lord niya. Diha ra jud ka. Unsa may atbang na? Unsa may sunod nga proseso na? Faith. Belief in the gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith cannot be separated from repentance. Sa ganyan po sa uban, it's a one coin, no? Usa lamang na ka-coin, diin ang pika side, repentance, and ang pika side is faith. Meaning, di ka pwede mingon nga, I am repentant, pero wa kay pagtuo. Di sa ka mingon nga, nakoy pagtuo ni Hesus Kristo, pero wa ka mo repent sa imuhang sala. Both faith and repentance are the formula of unsa man? Formula of Salvation. Diba? Salvation. Diba, brad? Diba, ang faith alone, ramanta, brad? Of course. Faith alone will save us. Faith in Jesus Christ will save us. But as you had your faith in Jesus Christ, naapod na'y kausaban sa other side, unsa man na, that's repentance. That's repentance. According to Charles Spurgeon, no, kining duha is kaluha lang ni sila. Kaluha lang ni. Ang imong paghinulsol o ang imuhang pagtuo. Okay? So, niingon si Charles Spurgeon, no, nga, okay. Niingon si Charles Spurgeon, no repentance is true, but that which consorts with faith. No faith is true, but that which is linked with a hearty and sincere repentance on account of past sin. Dili ka makaingon nga tinud-anay na imuhang paghinulsol kung wala ka na ma-related sa imuhang pagtuo ngadto kang Hesukristo. Kay kung diha lang kakutob sa imong paghinulsol, the gospel will not reach your heart. You need to turn, di ba? Ni-turn na ka. Pag-turn ni mo sa imuhang wicked life, sa imong sinfulness, nag-atubang ka sa Ginoo, you have to have faith in God. No? Faith in God. Repentance without faith is mere reformation. So meaning, na-reform lang ka, murag, nausab kunuhay ka ba? Di ba? Daghan matag mga testimonies nga nangautrog kinabuhi, di ba? Nag-join ko ani unya nausab ko. Nag-join ko ani nausab ko. Unsa may kalihan ana nila? Ha? Ang pagtuo. Ang pagtuo. Maybe you are reformed. Maybe nakasabot ka, no? Nakasabot ka and then nagrepent ka sa imuhang mga sala, but without faith, it is just reformation. Dapat naa kay pagtuo ngadto sa Ginoo. And kaning duha, faith o repentance, magdungan ni siya og kahitabo. Faith o repentance. Example, madto ko Indonesia. Okay? Indot yung Indonesia. For example, neto ko Indonesia. Matawag ba na nato nga lahi nga panghitabo? Ang ako ang pagkawala sa Pilipinas o ang ako ang pagkanaa sa Indonesia? Are those two, matawag ba na siya nga wala magdungan? No? Sa dihang nawala na ko sa Pilipinas, nanakos Indonesia. Di ba? Duha na siya nga murag panghitabo, but those two events happened at the same time. That is the same with faith, with repentance, and faith. Kanang duha, magdunga na siya og kahitabo. Faith and repentance. So, if repentance is the admission that I am guilty as a sinner of a holy God, dapat ang kuyog niini mga igsuon is faith to the gospel of Jesus Christ to be forgiven and saved, thereby obtaining eternal life by God's righteousness in Christ alone. And the two of that is the formula for salvation. Because the two of that is just one step. Usa lang na siya, faith and repentance. Dili nimo pidi tangtangon lang, ha? Repentance lang, dapat na kay faith. Di sad faith lang, dapat na kay repentance. Ug mo ni first nga, makita nato sa tinud-anay nga paghinulsol, no? Ikaduha is deep humility. Deep humility. Always natong timanaan mga igsuon nga ang tinud-anay nga paghinulsol dapat na ginisay kuyog nga humility. Nganuman? Sa akong gingon, You have changed yourself. You have changed your attitude towards your sin, towards God, and it takes humility to do that. It takes humility. So, sa dihang gitagaan kag paghinulsol sa Ginoo, na nag-uban ni ana ang pagka-maubsanon. 2 Chronicles 7:14, nag-ingon. Can we read this together? 1, 2, 3, go. It says here, if my people which are called by my name shall what? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What is being said here? Repentance, right? Before you can turn from your wicked ways, what do? You humble yourself. Humble yourself. Dili ka pwede mo ingon nga ni-repent na ko, Brad. Pero tungod gid ato niya. When you repent, you are also humble. Amen? Brad, ni-repent na ko. Pero, kung lagi, di gito kong sa lagi, Brad, pero ni-repent na jud ko. Again, humility. Si John the Baptist, daghan siya, kung imong tanawon si John the Baptist, daghan siya reason to be proud, no, of his life because makita gyud nato ang anointing sa Ginoo sa iyang kinabuhi ba, no? Ang iyang pagkaanak was miraculous, ang iyang pagsulod sa kalibutan was prophesied by Isaiah. He was part of the priestly tribe and he was a powerful preacher, so daghan siyang mga followers, no? Daghan siyang mga disciples si John the Baptist. So kung tanawon nimo si John the Baptist, naa katong time ba, murag mo nga idol, no? Idol na ko si John the Baptist. But si John the Baptist, wala siya ni sud, wa ni sud ang garbo sa iyahang utok. But John the Baptist stayed humble. Kwatong balikon ang passage, unsay diet ni kwan? John the Baptist? Wild locust and wild honey. Unsa man ang locust? Locust. Barato nga balay? Locust? Locust is a grasshopper. Imagina ko no, sa tibuok ni mong kinabuhi, before kani sangyaw nga to sa Israel, narakas mga kamingawan, ang imong gipangaon, pamahaw, fried grasshopper. Paniod to, inononan nga grasshopper. No. Ikagabi eh, saman, spicy grasshopper, no? Skabitsi nga grasshopper. Bisa, akong research po, no, makaon yun yung grasshopper, especially kaning sa mga poor nga areas, mora daw, ang lami daw niya, mora o kanang prawns. Char. Prawns. So, ang kanisya, kaning mga grasshopper nga gipangaon ni John the Baptist, mo ni siyang gipangaon sa mga pobre nga mga tao. But kung atong tanawon, family ni John the Baptist, dili man sila pobre. But John the Baptist chose to live a simple life. Chose to get out from that busy life, normal life, yung gi-respond ang panawagan sa Ginoo, ug mo na yung gibuhat. Kaon siya og grasshopper? Og unsa yung gi-pari sa ana? Honey. Bintahan ng honey. No? Ang grasshopper, murag maglisod ta. No? And ang size daw ng grasshopper, mga 3 inches, no? 2 inches ng grasshopper. So, dagko ni siya nga mga, dili ni katong mga, atong pandakpon siguro nga, kuha na, atong ananao na to. Yung ato, kita do. Moni katong mga dagko, atong mga green by nanak size. So, imagine na, moni mong diet, if moni mong diet mong isoon, then I don't know kung unsay labas ana, but ang point diri mga isoon, John chose to live a simple life. He was humble. And ang iyang attire is just a camel's hair and leather belt. And kaning camel's hair, dili ni katong murag mahalon nga klase, but mao ni ang suluton sa katong mga propeta kaniadto. No? Which is also the clothes for poor people. So, John the Baptist was very humble. Humble dyan. Narigid siya sa kanang kamingawa, no? Wilderness. And not only that, si John iya pong gi-acknowledge si Jesus Christ nga mao'y tinuod nga Mesiyas. Di ba? Si John the Baptist daga nag-followers. Wala siya masuya, wa siya magunaw na ba nga, hayay, gabot ni Jesus Christ, wa na ko'y mga followers. Di ba? Usay ina naman ang atong kinaiya, di ba? Ganata nga daghan kitag followers. Nasa social media, so pila na kay ni likes, ano eh. Pila na kay followers na kuan eh. Bago pagigipost, after 1 minute, ano, kinsa na kay ni like? Kinsa kay ni, hala, has reacted to his post niya. Pagtano, sa kayang gi-react, no? Heart baka or kuan? Wow. Di ba? Inanata, we are ganahan tang kanabitong ganahan po ng mga tao na to. But John was not like that. In fact, he was humble nga iyang gi-acknowledge, no, ang authority nga ang moabot nako, even ang strap sa iyang sandal, di ko worthy nga akong kuptan. He is greater than I. Jesus Christ, the one who is to come, is greater than me, greater than my what I am doing right now. Ni-acknowledge siya ni Ana. Ingon siya, I baptize you with water, but He, Jesus, will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On the other hand, si Jesus Christ put, makita na to, Jesus Christ has all the reasons to be proud. Amen? But Jesus Christ came to the world, and niato siya ni John, no? Nagunsama siyang John. Nagpabunyag. And pagkakita ni John, no, nga niduol si Jesus Christ sa mayang gingon, no, Lord, dapat ako mo'y magpabunyag ni mo. No? Kinakita man ni, Allah, mo ni si Lord Jesus. So, dapat dili ako'y mabunyag niya. But niingon si Jesus Christ, so be it. Nga naman, for all righteousness to be fulfilled. Because it is right to do so. Nakita nato no nga bisan sa pagkaginoo ni Jesus Christ, he was respectful in all things. And Jesus Christ was the king, the Messiah. But kung atong tanaw nang yung kinabuhi gikan sa pagkaanak ngadto sa pagkamatay, it's not really kingly and messianic, amen. In fact, makita nato kung giunsa siya pag-torture. Pagdaog-daog. So, what does that apply to us? Dapat ang atong lifestyle, if truly nirepent ka, niyo ka nga, I repent, then in your lifestyle, prove that there is repentance, there should be humility. Humility in what? Humility in attitude. Attitude. Sa dihang i-rebuke ka or i-correct ka sa imuhang family, sa imong churchmate, i-rebuke ka, unsa man imong reaction? Mas grabe pa ka na ako. Di ba? When you repent, there is humility and you are submissive to any correction. You submit. When you have humility, you are unboastful of what you have. Except boasting in the Lord Jesus Christ, of course. But everything is loss when compared to Jesus Christ. Amen? Everything is loss. Ikatulo, maligo dyan. Naguba. Okay. Number 3, unreliance to outwardism. Okay? When you repent, kinsa may naghatag nimo anang repentance? Ang Ginoo. No? And kung ang Ginoo mo'y naghatag nimo anang repentance, that will make you unreliant towards yourself, unreliant towards anything external. Dili ka makasalig, di na ka makasalig sa imong relihiyon, di ka makasalig sa uban para sa imuhang kaluwasan. And that is why, bisag unsa nimo, bisag unsa ra ka kadugay, bisag unsa pa nga church ang imong gisudlan, Christian church, that does not necessarily mean that you are already a Christian. Because repentance is inward. No? Repentance is a change of oneself to resulting to a change in your action. Again, repentance is a change in your inner self resulting to a change in your outward self. It should come from your inside, then outside. That is true repentance. Dili ka pwede nga nibiya na ko ani nga bisyo. Pero imo kasing-kasing wala mausab. Nibiya lang ka ba kay giingnan man ka. Di gyud ka mabiya wa kay baon. Nibiya ka. No? After few months, nibalik na sad. Nga naman, because your heart did not change. Your actions did temporarily, but your heart did not change. Kung atong tanawon balik no sa kaning atong passage, na yung mga niduol na pabautismo ni John the Baptist, o iyang gitawag o brood of vipers. Brood of vipers. Sa Matthew 3 verse 7, atong makita ang kay kaning sa atong passage no sa Luke, wala man ni ga-identify kinsa ni mga tawhana. But sa Matthew, makita na to nga ang kanimang tawhana mao dinhi ka mga Pharisees o mga Sadducees. Mga Pharisees, mga Sadducees. Mao ni mga leader, spiritual leaders sa Israel. Quote and quote. Nga expert in the law. Gitawag niya brood of vipers. May kag brood of vipers, sama ra nga imo silang gitawag nga bitin or pamilya sa mga bitin. Kabalo man taon sa ning symbol sa bitin kani ato, di ba? Number one, snake is dangerous. Okay? Venomous. Oh, that's a snake. And ikaduha, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, Satan was a, unsa man, serpent, snake. So when you say snake, mutawag ikag snake sa usa ka tao, ahas ka. Diba? Unsa may pasabutan na? Ha? Traitor? You are wicked. Lain kay ka nga pagkatao. Ba? You are very dangerous. Dapat dili ka angay ikauban kay ahas ka. So muna gitawag ni John the Baptist, katao mga nagdulduol niya dito. Paapil sa siguro to ba? Repent na mi, brad. Sige. Kitaan man yung kasing-kasing, no? Na-discern ni John the Baptist. Mga ahas mo! Nganong ahas man? Kaya nagpabautismo sila, ngawa pa sila mausap. Again, when you enter into baptism, physical baptism, siguruha nga nag-una ang imuhang spiritual baptism, which is baptism of repentance. No? Pharisees, Sadducees, ang kaning duha ka groups, these were corrupt and legalistic and hypocritical. Meaning, expert ni sila sa law, but deep inside their hearts, they wala nila gi-apply. Okay? They were self-righteous. Amon ning gi-follow tanan, but deep inside, they were not changed. They were just following it. No? So again, they were relying in their outwardism. O usahay, usahay, ma-fall taan na po ng temptation, even a Christian. Nga, ganaanta nga buhato ni, kaninga, aning God glorifying act, but deep inside, no, our hearts are not still changed. We may be serving God in the ministry, but our hearts are not changed. We may be active in the fellowship. We are always present on Sunday, but our hearts are not changed. We are complete attendance, but our hearts are not changed. You are 50 years in the ministry, but your hearts are not changed. Maike ka mo ampo, maike ka mo dala sa ministry, but your heart is not changed. Luke 3:8-9, yun ya, bear fruits in keeping with repentance. do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. So the Pharisees, nagsalig sila nga, descendant sila ni Abraham. But ingon si John the Baptist, no. Even si Jesus Christ, katong nagsugod na siyang ministry, nasugatan gyapon niya nga klase nga tao, no, you are still mga ahas mo. In front of God. Because you are relying on your blood, your lineage, you are relying on your religion, you are relying on your knowledge. No. When you truly repent, you rely on God alone. If you are truly repentant, you rely on God alone. According to F.B. Meyer, may we not only be delivered from the outward act or word that grieves thee, but may the very springs of our nature be purified. Inner purification. Muna importante, mga iksoon. Number four, hulagway sa usaka tinud-anay nga pagkinulsol, it's a gospel-mindedness. Gospel-mindedness. Mark 1, verse 14. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the what? The gospel of God. Again, sa dihang gi-arrest na si John, nagsugod diretso si Jesus Christ sa ministry. To what? Proclaim the gospel. Proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand. John, both John the Baptist and Jesus Christ, gikan silang pagkabata, pagkadako, what's in their mind? It's all about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. It does not matter, no? Your age. Everywhere you go, what's in your mind? It should not be your own kingdom. It should not be our own kingdom. It should be the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ was 12 years old when he started to share the word of God. And all John the Baptist did, no? Was to wait for the go signal of God. He was in solitude. Nagpirmi naga ampo si John the Baptist. Because it does not matter where you are. Dapat ang nasa imong hunahuna, the kingdom of God. Nakadetect si Jesus Christ that, ayay, gidakop na si John. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. They had the same goal, which is the gospel. No? Romans 1, verse 16. Can we read all together? For I am not. Now it says here, the gospel is what? The power of God unto salvation to everyone. Again, the gospel, believe, faith in Jesus Christ is part of the formula for salvation. That is why maugid na ang atong i-prioritize the kingdom of God, the gospel, because it is the power of God. And Paul says, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid. No nga, mo ang mga tanaw sa mga tao na ko, ingon ani, ila kong gibugal-bugalan. But we, are we ashamed or not? Do we have that sense of kanang pride bitaw nga, I'm a Christian? Or playing safe lang ka sa imong kinabuhi karon because you do not want to get into trouble into sharing the word of God? And Jesus Christ was intentional in Galilee. No? Wasa niya ito sa Galilee para lang kay nindot og dagat dito. Wasa naglakaw-lakaw lang dito. But he was intentional. Nga naman. Because in Galilee, nakita niya ang yung upat ka-disciples. Kinsa man? Andrew, Peter, James, John. Right after napriso si John, nag-ministry na siya sa Galilee for the purpose of identifying Not just sharing the word of God, the gospel of Christ, but to make what? Disciples. In the mind of God, no? Nananay plano daan ng Ginoo. Nananay si strategy daan. Diba? Making strategies should be dapat kita mayutaan na, no? Diba? Sa trabaho, we have strategies. In sports, we have strategy. So, in every endeavor, dapat na kay organized na strategy. Nganong di man na nato mabuhat when it comes to the gospel of Christ. When it comes to the gospel of God, nganong magpa-buta bungol man ta. Nganong di man ta makahimo og initiative. Amen? We are, kanang may kita mangitag tactics ba? Inani ang diskarte sa kinabuhi, Brad. But nganong di man na nato mabuhat when it comes to the gospel of God? We need to repent. We need to repent. Lastly, ang hulagway no sa tinud-anay nga paghinulsol is growing unity. Growing unity. Atong tanaw balik may suo no sa Luke 3 no. Luke 3. Okay? And arita sa verse 10. Okay. Okay. It says here, and the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever who has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." We see here, from verses 10 to 14, there are three groups, right? First, the crowd, or gitawag og mga multitude, mixed group. So, possibly, no, mixed nisa, these are the common people. Next is the tax collectors. Then third is the, what? The soldiers. Okay? These are three groups. And somehow, John the Baptist is, elaborating, no? What is the picture of, if you are a truly repentant, person? First, nangutana ang crowd. What then shall we do? Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none. Whoever has food, do likewise. Kung unsay nani mo, ihatag. Kung unsay nani mo, ihatag. Now, first of all, if you are repentant, you have a generous heart. You share what you have if you are a repentant person. Second group of people, tax collectors. Ang gingon ni John the Baptist nila, collect no more than you are authorized to do. Ayaw pasubra eh. Ay pasubra yung patong. Sakto ba na swildo imo mga tao? Are you obeying the law in terms of tax? Do you give to Caesar what is due to Caesar? To God's what is due to God's? No? Is there integrity in your work? In your financials? In your businesses? Nabay integrity? Nabay honesty? The third group, the soldiers. Ang gingon ni John the Baptist, do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. No? Sayang tao, momani, matinta lang tao nga muna mangawat or kanang mangita og mga any forms of kanang maka-income siya nga illegally. It's because lack of contentment. Diba? We are not contented with what we have. You are given this much and your dreams are this much. Grabe ka imong kuan ba? No? You do not, you have to settle, you have to adjust for what God has given you. And somehow these three groups, they were hostile to one another. No? To one another. Nga naman. The multitudes or the crowd, no? Siyempre, ato manguha ang mga tax collector. So, tanawang, dunga na sila dito, no? Tanawang ko, magpabautismo kunuhay ang mga tax collector, oh? Niya, ang mga 1,000 mga soldiers, no? Which is very, kana mga cruel nga mga soldiers po, mga sige pong panguha o mga mag-extort o kwarta, makitaan sa dito. Oh, kuya, oh, dul-dul man, bautismo sa kunuhay. So somehow, kaning tulo ka groups, there is friction. No? Kaning, there was a hostility. Dili maayo ang buot sa matag usa ka grupo. And all three of them have the same question. Kay nakuan man sila nga, oh, bitaw, no? So ilang pang tana, what shall we do, teacher? So mo nang gihatag, itagaan sila og response ni John the Baptist. So kaning puntuha, all of them, no, were all of them has the need. All of them nagkinahanglan og kaluoy ngadto sa Ginoo. And somehow it is psychologically impossible to cherish the mercy God has shown to us and at the same time refuse to show it to another. Sa dihang gipakitaan ka og lawom nga kaluoy sa Ginoo, imposible nga dili ka makapakitag lawom nga kaluoy ngadto sa uban. Na sinati na nimo igsuon, so nganong dili man na nimo ihatag ang kaluoy ngadto sa uban. These three groups were hostile to one another, but by the mercy of God shown to these three groups, they were changed. We too can change by the mercy of God. And if there is that change, no? Kanang hostility, kanang hatred, it will transform into what? It will transform into love for one another. And if there is love for one another inside the church, there is what? There is unity. There is growing unity. Dili na ta maguno nang ayun na kanang ayalang di nga grupo kay murag kuha na sila mga laing kina sila batasan. Laing kina sila og mga binuhatan. Kabaw ko sila mga binuhatan. No. If God has shown mercy to you, you will show mercy to everyone, regardless of his status, regardless of his class. Mercy will destroy the ramparts, the divisions in the church. And if there is mercy, there is love, there is unity. Amen? So again, let's check, no? Unsay hulagway sa tinud-anay nga paghinulsol. Number one, it's faith. Impossible to separate from repentance. Kaduha, deep humility. Mapaubsanon nga kasing-kasing. Ikatulo, unreliance towards outwardism. You begin to serve God, not because of your efforts, but by the mercy and the grace of God. Kaupat, gospel-mindedness. When you repent, your mind is changed, di ba? Repentance is a change of mind. Your mind is for the kingdom of God. So if you repent, everything that you do must be for the glory, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lastly, growing unity. Dili ba na nindot mangisoon nga everyone, every person mo practice yud og repentance. And kaning repentance is not just for the unbelievers. No? Sometimes, ato na kuan, ang katong mo repent, Brad, katong mga unbelievers, wapay pagtuo sa Ginoo. No, you are mistaken. Because repentance is a lifestyle. Repentance must be practiced not just by the unbelievers, but most especially by the Christian. Every day, wala makasala na to every day. Every day, di ba? We fall into some sort of temptation, no? Whether we like it or not, kanang usay mo gawas ang ato ang sinful nature, di ba? Mo gawas. And if that is the case, if that is the natural tendency of man, then all the more we need to repent every day, di ba? You need not teach a child, no? To kanang mga hapak nimo, di ba? To be selfish. A child is not will grow up naturally, nguna na ang iyang kinaiya. Mugawas gid ang human nature, ang sinful nature. And if that is the case, we should all the more repent every day. I just want to close this, no, with a movie, no. Di tamutan og movie, ah. Okay, magabian ta. So this movie is starred by Sandra Bullock. The title is The Blind Side. Okay, so The Blind Side is a story about a Christian family nga ni adapt og usa ka homeless young man, no. So kung makita ninyo kana sa picture, that is the homeless young man nga gi-adapt sa Christian family. So ilang gi disciple, ilang gi tudluan, and pagdako aning maong kuan, nakita na iyang na achieve ang iyang potential, and then na draft siya sa NFL. Okay? NFL, first round draft pick by the Baltimore Ravens in 2009. And gipa ang testimony, no, aning managtiayon nga ni adapt aning homeless man, was that there was everything started out with just two words. Okay, two words. So naagian magod ni nila on an evening, no, nga naglakaw, and everything started with just two words. Yang gingnan ang iyahang partner, turn around, turn around. Diha nagsugutanan pag turn around. Ilang nakuha tong a homeless man, ilang gi-disciple ni tubo na achieve yang ang iyahang potential sa iyang kinabuhi. And they were being nakatudlo sila, may tungod sa Ginoo. Imagine if they did not choose to make a U-turn, turn around. What would be the hope of that man? Maybe in our lives, no? Karon ba? We need to make a U-turn. We need to turn around. Maybe we are going in a direction which is opposite sa will sa Ginoo. Let's check our lives, no? Right at this very moment, sa imong pamilya, sa imong trabaho, sa imong friends. Are you sure that you should not turn around? Maybe you should turn around. Maybe we need to repent. So on. According to Billy Graham, the world does not need changing. The world does need changing. Society needs changing. The nation needs changing. But we will never change it until we ourselves are changed. And we never will change until we look into the mirror of our own soul and face with candor what we are inside. Sa Facebook, sa social media, sa balita, politics, daghan kayo, no? Magdinautay. And somehow, we throw also our kanang atong mga ika-contribute ng mga pag-critic ba? Government everywhere in a part of the society. We point fingers. Kanisya dapat mausab. Kanisya dapat mausab. Everything needs to change. Our country needs to repent. But what we fail to see is that individually we need to repent. Amen? Can we all rise and let's pray? Lord, you are good. You are kind, O God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for today, this word that you have shared to us, Lord, regarding repentance, O God, on, Lord, what repentance really looks like in our lives. And Lord, we open, we surrender our hearts to you right now, Lord God. Lord, nakita nimo ang kinatibuk-an na mong kasing-kasing. Lord, the many sides, the many parts in our lives, Lord God. Nga Lord, we really need your gift of repentance, O God. Lord, if there are areas in our life right now, Lord, nga kinahanglan gayud nga mautro, kinahanglan gayud, Lord God, og paghinulsul. Lord, we pray nga imo ka nang ipaabot sa mong kinabuhi, Lord God. And not just repentance, Lord, but faith as well, Lord God. Help us, Lord, that every day we will grow more and more mature in the gospel. Nga dili mi mohunong, Lord, sa pagtubo sa imuhang gospel, Lord God. Dili mi mohunong og pag, Lord, pagsangyaw, pagpuyo sa gospel, and then isangyaw ngadto sa uban, Lord God. Lord, help us that our repentance, O God, will indeed be genuine, O God. That it will not just be, we will not just be transformed outside our actions and our thoughts, but deep inside our hearts, O God. Lord, you will change us, O God. Help us, O God, our attitudes, our minds, O God, that every step that we do from now on, O God, will, Lord, seek to glorify your name and your kingdom alone. Lord, all of this, O God, we lift up to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.